Hey, everybody, what's up? Good afternoon. I'm Mitch Siegel from the Aviation Weather Center in Kansas City, and I was just telling my my interviewee today, I'm starting to feel Oshkosh a little bit today. It's been a heck of a week, but boy, has it been fun. I am here actually with Joshua Shecks, also from the Aviation Weather Center. Welcome, Joshua.
Thank you, Mitch.
How are things going?
This is my first Oshkosh Air Venture. Wow. I know, right? We're getting cheers from the booth here.
Fist pumps, yep.
Yeah, fist. Wow. The chaos is intoxicating, to steal your word. It's just phenomenal to be immersed in aviation. And at the NOAA booth today, I had the pleasure, I've had the pleasure of meeting many of the aviators here. He said it's like scuba diving in aviation for a whole week. Yeah. You're just surrounded.
You never get out of the water.
You cannot. It's perfect.
You think you can escape, but you can't.
No.
And you don't want to either. That's the fun part. Yeah, so your first year up here, while we were walking over, shortly before we headed over here, the Warbirds. I'm sorry, the Blue Angels, excuse me.
The Thunderbirds.
Thunderbirds, excuse me. Yep. Yeah, Thunderbirds flew over. And stuff like that, you know, where suddenly everybody's plugging their ears or looking up to the sky or freaking out, you know. It's just the sights, the sounds. It's like a sensory kind of overload at times, isn't it? It's fun.
It is. And, you know, I'm so thankful we've had great weather. I know we're from NOAA. We get excited about weather. It's severe or not, I'm just so glad we had one day with some precip that disturbed things, and that's been it. It's gorgeous outside. It's not a heat risk. I mean, if you're you need to stay hydrated, it's definitely summer, but it's not overwhelming.
Yeah. And yesterday with the clouds and the breeze, I mean, people were throwing on long sleeves.
Yeah.
That's a good way to be out walking the grounds, you know? Perfect.
Yeah, for the night show, to actually be chilled, and I had jeans. Everyone I was around was changing during the night show. It felt
exactly.
Cool.
Yeah, exactly. So, AWC, what's new at AWC these days? Tell us a little bit about what your role is there, what you're working on, maybe some of the projects or things. We can talk maybe a little bit later about the website, which a lot of feedback. You've been basically nonstop on briefing people on the website and showing them some of the tools with that. But talk to us about some of the other things that you're involved with right now and what your role is at AWC.
Yeah, so I'm the Aviation Support Branch Chief at the Aviation Weather Center in Kansas City. And that, it's sort of ambiguous, but it allows me to lead the IT team, the aviationweather.gov web team, as well as the science team. And those are sort of units within our branch that we refer to, even though it's not formal. Those folks, we all know about aviationweather.gov, or hopefully
so.
You know.
Yeah.
If you don't know, stop by
best.
The NOAA booth.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in there where there's lots of, there are a lot of people there. We're doing a lot of how-tos.
That's right.
But a lot of folks don't know about the Aviation Weather Testbed.
Yeah, yeah.
And none of any of that works, including Aviation Weather Center operations, without the strongest IT architecture. So I don't want to leave them out. But I think we came more to talk about the testbed today.
Absolutely.
And I did an international federal pavilion or forum, forum yesterday. About the aviation weather testbed. And one of the things I did before that was to walk over to the FAA safety pavilion or tent or whatever they refer to, a series of booths. It's not small. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I invited one of my colleagues, Danny Sims, with the FAA, to come present with me.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is I want to stress what a great partnership we have with the FAA.
Yeah.
And the whole purpose of the testbed is to reduce risk as we test and hopefully implement, but usually test, improve, implement, right? Mm-hmm. New technology and new science into aviation weather services. we exist to preserve safety and improve the efficiency of flight with weather intelligence. But we can have the best tool in the world. If it doesn't fit in a decision maker's workflow or they can't understand it, it doesn't matter. It's not the best tool in the world, right? So the aviation weather testbed is where we put users, decision makers, researchers, developers, forecasters, all in the same room, and oftentimes with social scientists to help us understand the human factors associated with decision making, so that we can make sure that we're designing more intuitive decision aids, and that we're not confusing pilots. And I know we can't do that for everyone, but just to understand if we're finding that happy medium where we're more useful than not.
So just had the summer experiment.
Yes, sir.
Was it a couple months ago? I guess it's been now.
Yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about what was going on in the test bed just this summer.
Yeah, so a couple of our focus areas have been to really evaluate the next generation high resolution weather forecast model. And it's called the RRFS. We call it the RUFUS, but I know everyone out there is barking.
Ba-dum-ching.
Yeah, exactly. But really focused on aviation.
Right.
And some of the output of those models, it can include convection, right? We need to know where thunder is happening, obviously.
Pretty important.
But also cloud decks, visibilities, low ceilings, overdone, underdone. We can't overwarn, then people lose faith, then they ignore when we warn, right? We've seen that in the tornado warning world. We don't want that to happen.
Right.
And specifically with the FAA, we've really focused on the in-flight icing, forecast icing product, and the graphical turbulence guidance, which is really important data to making decisions, and really, I think both get underused by GA, and the GA community is sort of our underserved. We like to think of them that way, just because there's such a loud focus on commercial, but most of the fatalities, most of the accidents happen within GA.
Yeah.
So we're really trying to explore those areas. We're trying to make sure the models are good, but also we're looking at some very targeted products that could help inform the planning process for general aviation. Where are there going to be impacts tomorrow? Right? Yeah, a lot of our G air mets end. They don't go out that far. Our convective SIGMETs are obviously not that long, and the other SIGMETs don't go that far out either. Then we sort of have this gap where a lot of the folks I'm speaking to are really focused on those prog charts because they go out far enough.
Yeah, that's a lot of the feedback. Yep.
Right. So we've been looking at ways we might be able to put together some summary graphics to really highlight possible hazards that help for planning, but also tell the GA pilot or decision maker to go in and dig deeper. Why is this area going to be a hazard on Wednesday?
Right. Interesting. What's kind of the goal with the test bed as far as implementing in operations or getting out to for users, for pilots to have access to? What's kind of the end game with that? I mean, I know that there's some, you're testing things out, you're seeing how they're going early stages in some cases, but the idea is that you test this stuff and you get it ready to disseminate for use, right?
That's right.
So what's kind of your goal with that going into it?
Well, so there are several places it can end up. It may just end up as a new tool for forecaster.
Right.
It may not even go out to the public. Aviationweather.gov is obviously our main way of getting in front of the GA pilots and many other decision makers. Shameless plug, it's about 180 million hits a day, so it's not a small volume site.
No doubt.
Right. Yeah. So having it there, you know, a lot of what we do ultimately ends up there, but also to get into FAA systems when folks are dialing 1-800-WEATHER-BRIEF or they're online for that type of weather brief, to get that data in front of the folks doing the briefings and to support the other meteorologists supporting the FAA and airlines.
Yeah, so I mean, it's multifaceted.
And absolutely.
This is something that we talked about for people don't think about it, what's going on, but it's a pretty vital part of improving flight safety
in a big way.
And
we're so focused on continual improvement.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. Joshua, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for coming over. And I know you've been loving AirVenture so far out here with your family, and this is it for you today, right?
So. This is my last day, and I've already been told we're coming back every year. It doesn't matter if I work or not.
Joshua's son's like, so into this. I think you're coming back from here on out. You're buying a plane. You're going all in here, right?
Apparently, we're going to have to fly in next year, so I'll work on that.
Thanks for being with us. Appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow for another Weather Knots. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Until then.